Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day in this amazing love adventure of walking together with you, hearing and being motivated to be transformed and resurrected into all that you have in mind for us. Thank you, Lord, that you predestined us in Christ before the foundation of the earth. And thank you now because you love us and you are pleased with us. You're pleased to reveal and bring out all the goodness or everything that which is of Jesus in us, because we were predestined in him to be holy and blameless. So bless this word to us, Lord. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Galatians 4, verse 17 to 21. These men, the Judaizers, eagerly seek you to entrap you with honeyed words and attention, to win you over to their philosophy, not honorably, for their purpose is not honorable or worthy of consideration. They want to isolate you from us who oppose them, so that you will seek them. Now it's always pleasant to be eagerly sought after, provided that it's for a good purpose, and not just when I am with you, seeking you myself, but beware of the others doing it. My little children, for whom I am again in the pains of labor until Christ is completely and permanently formed within you, how I wish that I were with you now and could change my tone, because I'm perplexed in regard to you.
Yeah, hallelujah. We see Paul is like a father in childbirth. He wants the best for his children, and his children is God's children. I mean, his eyes have opened up to the reality of where we come from, and that's what he's been moved upon. I like it. He says, he, by the leading of God, has established the pastors, prophets, teachers, and evangelists in the church so as to lead the people into the reality that they're made to be children of God, not children of the devil. And so here you've got a scenario where the Jews, thinking they've got it in the law, and the law was just a tutor to lead them to Christ, is now trying to bring them into bondage. But you see, this is not just for us now. This is not just the Jewish mentality. You've got all the other nationalities and people, and there's so many different masks, and it's all satanic masks keeping you away from your true God and who you really are. So it's all everything outside of Christ, because only in Christ have we got life, and we've got life in abundance. But outside of Christ, it's the devil come to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. So Paul is just so wanting them to wake up to the reality that they are God's idea, and not just them, but everything on this earth is God's idea. So at the end of the day, if you're not in tune with him, you're putting yourself in danger. But God's got the best in mind for you and for everyone else. He predestined us. Amen. We are his good works, made by him for good works that was laid out there for us. And so he says, I labor as if in childbirth. You see, he's also this waking up and this resurrection life. Brother Gary shared beautifully, we have got a pure conscience now. We got a new heart, and we have got fellowship. And so we must work out our salvation. And this is, we're not waiting for resurrection life. This is resurrection life. This being transformed by the renewing of your mind is bringing out that which God has made available for you. That's where we are in now. And so he says he labors as if in childbirth. So he's also bringing forth this goodness, because you've got something and you're there to bring it out, to show it to the world. And as we would our children, then to prepare them and then to move them with the right heart, with the right attitude, into the right plan. Because unless the Lord builds a house, we labor in vain. And so he says he labors in childbirth till Christ be formed in them. And I understood, you know, Christ in us, a hope of glory. And so I couldn't, this formed sounded a bit vague to me. And so I went and looked it up. So you can please go look it up. The Bible says it's a glory of God to conceal the matter, but it's a glory of kings to seek it out. And I looked up that word formed. And then that word formed said it's an outward manifestation of the inward man. And then I thought, wow, look at that. That's exactly what Paul is saying. He uses himself as example, and he says he's got to bring out, so there needs to be an outward manifestation of the inward man. And then he's also laboring that others also wake up to the reality that they loved by God. He's got a purpose for them, and they need to work out their salvation with fear and trembling. And isn't that his very message? So, guys, know you were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth. And your days were written while there were yet none of them. And then you were formed in your mother's womb to bring forth the goodness of God. And now he has called you through Jesus, through the gospel. And it's now time to wake up, arise and shine, because your light has come in Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of drawing close and receiving and being motivated so as to motivate and refresh and encourage. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Galatians 4, verse 1 to 3. Let me illustrate, as long as an heir is a minor, he is not really much different than a servant, although he is the master over all of them. For until the time appointed by the father, the child is under the domestic supervision of the guardians of the estate. So it is with us. When we were juveniles, we were enslaved under the hostile spirits of the world.
Hallelujah. You've just seen this, you know. We become children or sons is when we turn from the world. And so here we could just see we were all caught up. We all came into this world and we got caught up in our family, in our tradition, in our color, in our culture. But what it points out here, we've got to come to realize, you know, we are more than what we think or what our parents think or what our nationality thinks. We are what God thinks. And so we've got to all come to that place of realizing we came from God. We were made by God with the original plan. He predestined us in Christ before the foundation of the earth. And then he has brought us back through the Son, through the Spirit, raising the Son up. And now the Son is Lord of all. He's the Savior. He shines like the sun every day. And now we've got to acknowledge the Son. We see that with the Jews. They were specially chosen by God to represent him and represent his beauty. But we see there where they rejected the Son. They were made in Christ Jesus. They were predestined in Christ. But when they rejected Jesus, it shows that the picture they had of themselves and had of everything was totally wrong. And then Jesus said so beautifully, he would have loved to gather them like a hen would gather his chicks, but you wouldn't have it. And now your house will be desolate until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, until you recognize the Lord. But then praise God for disciples that appreciated the Lord, that stayed with the Lord and walked with the Lord and ran their race. And so for us as well, guys, it's so important. We need to know where we come from. You know, when you watch this amazing race, you see the worlds out there, and there's so many millions of people, and there's so many beautiful different cultures. It just reminds you of the bigness of God again, because there's nothing that's not made by him. And it lets you realize, you know, it's so important just to stay with this God. Stay with this God in Christ Jesus, looking to Jesus at a daily level, beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, we are being changed. So God knows us. God made us in Christ Jesus. And now he's restoring us in Jesus. So guys, when we were children, we thought like children. We acted like children. But when we became men and women, we turn away from that nonsense. And now our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And it's in that that we find life. We are blessed and we can bless others. So know where you come from. Keep looking to the head from whom you were honed and from whom you find life. And then as you stay in tune, you are developing in schedule, being everything God made you to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Name, amen.
Amen.